Welcome to the First Assembly podcast. We hope you enjoy this week's message and find encouragement through the Holy Spirit.
I have a word this morning that I got to release. I'm going to read some scripture here. We're in a kingdom culture series. And so I want to get right to it today, and I want to read the scripture. I want to pray, and then I want to just release a word, and then we're going to open up some time this morning as well to respond, because I believe it's a word for the church. I believe it's a word for each one of you as individuals. I'd invite you to stand one more time, and I want us to do this morning just to reverence the scripture. We've been in a series, Kingdom Culture, and looking at how do we live out a kingdom culture as citizens of the kingdom, as children of the king in our culture today. And so we're asking God to give us further breakthrough, revelation. What does that mean practically in our lives? And I want to just share with you a message today, a short message entitled Receiving the Kingdom as a Gift. The kingdom of God is a gift, the gift of the kingdom. So our main text is Luke chapter 12, but I want to start by reading Romans 14, verse 17. God's kingdom, it isn't about eating or drinking. It is about pleasing God. It's about living in peace. It's about true happiness. And here's how we receive this gift. It all comes as a gift from the Holy Spirit. This is so counterculture to our culture. Think about this. God's kingdom, it's about pleasing Him, not pleasing ourselves. It's about living in peace, not with anxiousness. It's about true happiness, fulfillment, and joy. And it's a gift from the Holy Spirit. And this is what Luke 12 says, and we're going to be referencing the chapter, but I want us to focus on these verses here, 29 to 32. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things, the nations of the world, they seek after. And your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. And here's what I want us to really focus on. I believe it's the Lord's encouragement for you today. As much as I can explain it to you, I just feel like God is wanting to say, this is what I'm saying to you, each one of you individually. And this is what I'm saying to you as a church. I believe it's a word today for your life and for this church as we are in this season. Do not fear, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure, watch this, to give you the kingdom, the gift of the kingdom. Father, in these moments, we pray that you would open our eyes to see you, open our ears to hear you, open our hearts to receive from you today. And you would show us what it means to be that childlike, that we could just literally step into the gift of your kingdom in a new level of living, a new realm of supernatural possibility and breakthrough. God, you've called us to be overcomers, and so help us to receive this gift today and help us to apply this to our lives practically so that we would bring you more glory. We want to be kingdom people, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We pray that, Lord, that would become ours in a new way today for your glory. In Jesus' name. Are you ready to receive something supernatural today? Amen. Why don't you turn to somebody and say, get ready to receive, okay? Get ready to receive, and you can be seated today. Get ready to receive. Hallelujah. The gift of the kingdom. The gift of the kingdom. How many people like getting gifts? Come on. You know, Jesus said it's better to give than receive, but it's also great to receive too. And the reason why I think he said it's better to give than receive is because we all like receiving gifts. We know what that feels like to receive a gift. We know what that means to us. And today God wants to give us a gift, and the gift is the gift of his kingdom. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever tried to just really overcome something in your life? Maybe you were working out at the gym. You're like, I'm just going to overcome this last 15 pounds. But then you tried for a while and you gave up. Or maybe it was something physically you were training for in a sport. And you know, you had set some goals and you're just going to overcome those barriers so you can get to the next place. But often we give up because it gets hard. And at times in our lives, there are such hurdles to overcome, such challenges, that we often will just settle into a posture of giving up rather than continuing to position ourselves in a place that we can overcome. Now, the gift of the kingdom is that he has already overcome for you and me. Jesus is the overcomer. And the gift is for you and me to receive that and to walk in it. I, in my life, have overcome different challenges, but I have to admit I've given up sometimes too when I've tried to overcome. I tried to overcome a golf swing a number of years ago that I never got beyond, so I quit golf for a season. Anybody golf in the room today? You're golfers? So this was years ago. I worked at a golf course during college. I had all the free golf that I could golf and range balls and everything. It was just my swing. I could not get my swing figured out. And so this summer, you'll be happy to know that this past summer, I've taken up golf again. I went out and I bought some used clubs. Michael Larson inspired me, as well as some other people, to get back into golf, because I thought, I'm not going to let a lousy swing, you know, take me out of golf forever. So recently at the Dream Center golf tournament, we went with some of the team and somebody from our congregation, Michael, you may have met him, he's a professional golfer. So we very strategically invited him to come golf with us for the tournament. And it was really amazing to me because my swing has still been pretty rough as I've entered back into golf. But when we were with Michael, he said, listen, I'm not going to tell you how to golf, but if you want to ask me questions, I'll answer you. So I took the opportunity, full advantage, said, tell me how I'm standing. And tell me, he says, just drop your arms a little bit, just stand a little bit here right by the ball. And he said, then just swing. He goes, your swing's fine. It's just how you position yourself. Your swing is fine. You just got to just relax and just swing and just enjoy this a little bit more. You're too tense. Just relax and just receive. And so Michael that day was such a gift to me and also to Michael Larson, because I remember just in that moment thinking, I don't know, this doesn't feel like I usually swing, but I positioned myself in the right place. And man, I just began to swing and hit that ball right down the fairway. You would have been proud of your pastor. You would have been proud. Now, I still got a little ways to go, but what I learned that day and was reminded of is that sometimes it's really about your position. To overcome, it's not so much about your own effort, but it's a position that you find yourself in. And the position that we need to get ourselves in today is a position and a posture of receiving the gift of the kingdom. It was a gift to me on that golf course that somebody said, just get yourself in the right position. It was a gift to me to understand that I had to position myself in a place so that I could just relax and receive what was necessary. People try to overcome all kinds of things in life. And I'm still working at overcoming a bad swing, but I'm now positioning myself in a good place. But I just, in my research, I decided to go to the Google. Have you ever done this before? You had a question. When I was a kid, you had a question. You'd wonder for weeks sometimes until you could finally get to a library and look at an encyclopedia. Oh, okay, that's the answer. Now you just go to the Google, right, if you have a question about something. So in my research, I thought, well, I'm going to ask the question to a search engine, how to overcome. This is what people are searching for in our culture. And when I typed in how to overcome, Google gives you all kinds of the top searches right under that. How to overcome anxiety was the very first search. Secondly, how to overcome depression, how to overcome fear, social anxiety, and it goes on. Stress, laziness. But the top three searches on Google in our culture is how to overcome anxiety, depression, or fear. I have really good news for you. The gift of the kingdom is your solution. the gift of the kingdom that Jesus offers. Jesus shows us. And in our text this morning, in Luke chapter 12, Jesus, as he speaks to this crowd of disciples, he gives his disciples some tips on living and on humanity. And he shows them the things that you are trying to do. You're trying to build your own kingdom. But what they're really doing is they're actually creating more and more fear and anxiety in your life. But the secret to the kingdom, the gift of the kingdom, is to receive like a child, is to receive in a posture of openness. So Jesus, in this passage of scripture, he's speaking to a non-Jewish audience primarily, and the Gospel of Luke is really about highlighting and showing the humanity of Jesus. And Jesus in his humanity is relating to human problems. And he's calling his disciples on, saying, these are some human problems that you have. And they're likely about building your kingdom, not receiving the kingdom. And the first thing he warns them about hypocrisy. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a way that we try to build our own kingdom rather than receiving the kingdom that's been given to us. And we try to build our own kingdom through hypocrisy because it serves our own needs. And it's a mindset of scarcity. It's a mindset of building my own kingdom for myself. And Jesus warns his disciples, it's easy for you to get into this mindset. The word hypocrisy in the original language, it really just means acting. Or it was the word that they use in the Greek culture for an actor. Somebody who plays a part. Somebody who puts on a mask. And if we're not careful in our lives, hypocrisy will creep in. It says it's like leaven. It's like yeast, the yeast of the Pharisees. It just kind of puffs up. And it takes some time. It may start out small in our hearts. But we will sometimes try to build our own kingdoms by looking a certain part or playing a certain role. And the value, the kingdom value, is the value of authenticity and integrity. This is who we are, First Assembly, as a church. We strive for kingdom values. We strive to live out and call each other on to be people of the kingdom who live out kingdom values. But hypocrisy is all about putting on a show or putting on something for you to see me in a certain light or for me to see you in a certain light. And we have to get rid of this kind of hypocrisy. We need to live congruent, transparent lives before each other. And this is a secret of receiving the kingdom. As long as we are living in a place of putting on a show or a mask for each other to try and make each other look a little more spiritual or whatever it may be, people spend thousands of dollars in our culture trying to appear a certain way so that they'll be accepted or they'll have more influence or whatever it may be. Ask yourself the question this morning, are there areas of your life that are just obviously hypocritical? I think the reality is all of us could just kind of go, yeah, there's things that we do that we don't want to do. There's ways that we act that we don't want to act. And this is not to condemn or to push anybody down or make anybody feel less today. But I want to encourage you today that to receive the gift of the kingdom means that we need to be warned, as Jesus' disciples were, against this incongruency in our lives. Let's not just look the part, but let's be in a posture of receiving. Secondly, he talks about covetedness. And Jesus goes on in this chapter to warn his disciples about accumulating things to try to build their own kingdom, to lay up treasures, not just for yourself, but in heaven. He tells the parable about the rich man with the barns, and he had such a great crop that he just made more barns, but his life was taken from him momentarily. It does us no good to just accumulate things, and this is really what covetousness is all about. It's about an unquenchable thirst for getting and getting and more and more. And we think that the more we get, the more we'll be satisfied. But rather, the kingdom is not accumulated by covetousness or by hypocrisy or by fear. And Jesus goes on to tell them in this chapter that they should have no fear, but that the only fear that they should have is a healthy fear of God, a reverence for God. Have we lost our reverence for God? Because the secret of receiving the kingdom is to reverence God, to fear God. The more we fear God in a healthy way, to fear God, and you know, I understand, we're not to be scared of God, But friends, he is God. We are not. And for us to walk humbly before God, to walk with reverence before God, is an appropriate and a right thing. That we wouldn't treat God flippantly. That we wouldn't just kind of think about God as, well, whatever, you know, I can live however I want. God understands, you know, he's made separate rules for me that they apply to everybody else, but not to me. Or about how we live, that we would reverence God. And Jesus says that the secret to overcoming anxiety or to receiving a greater level of peace, righteousness, peace, and joy, which is the kingdom of the culture in your life, is it actually starts with not fearing things or fearing people, but actually to fear him in a healthy way and to reverence God. Hypocrisy is about the fear of man. It's about trying to fit in and trying to be somebody for somebody else. Covetousness is about the fear of lack and scarcity and trying to gain more for your life and for yourself. And you don't know when your life will be over. You don't know what tomorrow brings. And Jesus tells this parable about this man who he just collected things for himself because he thought that would help him overcome his anxiety and his fear and would help him build his kingdom. But the culture of the kingdom is about receiving. Here's the big idea this morning for us to consider as we posture our lives to receive the gift of the kingdom. The culture of the kingdom is resting and receiving. It's not stressing and striving. In our society, in our culture, it's all about stressing and striving. You saw that Google search. People are wanting to know, how can I overcome these things in my life? And I believe that there are people here this morning that you are dealing with incredible levels of stress and anxiety in your life. There was an article fairly recently about how Canadians are struggling with fear and anxiety. The National Post article said that nearly half of the Canadians in our country, half of Canadians report struggling with deep degrees of fear and anxiety in their lives. In a recent survey that was conducted by Abacus Data, 34% of adult men and 47% of women strongly or somewhat agreed that I consider myself someone who struggles with anxiety. Fear and anxiety, just worry. And Jesus, he calls his disciples, says, I'm warning you, don't be a hypocrite because it'll just turn into anxiety in your life. Don't be somebody who's just about accumulating things for yourself because it'll actually turn into anxiety. Don't worry about what you'll eat or it's not about food or clothing or these things. He simplifies it right down to those needs that we all have. But he says when you focus on that, when you go after that, it actually creates and it actually perpetuates more anxiety in your life. And I believe that in the room this morning, in a congregation like this, that there would likely be a high percentage, even people who are Christians, who today you might struggle deeply with anxiety. And friends, I don't mean to in any way simplify this or dumb this down to a place where I say, oh, just, you know what? Hey, you know, Jesus takes care of everything. I believe that there are people in the room that perhaps for you, counseling is appropriate. Or you need to go see your doctor. I believe there's a place to get actual help with anxious thoughts and fear and those kinds of things. But I will say that as a foundation, whether or not we're in process or counseling, friends, is good, but it will never, ever heal the root issue of your fear or anxiety. Going to a doctor may help you for a season, but to deal with anxiety and fear in your life, it has to be rooted in the foundation of receiving God's kingdom in your life. It's actually receiving the gift of the kingdom in your life. And it's supernatural. And it's a revelation that God is giving us. And he's, I believe, calling us into this place. And so how do we rest and receive then? How do we do that? That's nice. That sounds simple. That sounds good. You know, let's not worry. Let's just rest and receive. Well, how do we do this? I believe it really centers on this verse right here. Verse 32, do not fear, little flock. This is, I believe, what God's word is for First Assembly today. This is what I believe his word is for your life today. This is what he's saying to you. This is what he's saying to us. He's saying, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure, watch this, to give you the kingdom. You don't have to build your own kingdom. You don't have to try to make everybody, you know, appreciate you or look good for other people or collect things, or you don't have to worry about those kinds of things. It is actually that simple at some level, although I know it's not that simple sometimes, because life can be hard and we can go through incredible trials and there's painful things that happen in life. And my friends, I want you to know the spirit of this is not condemnation. In fact, this is why the Father, he says it like this. I believe the Father is expressing, Jesus is expressing just the Father's heart. He says, do not fear, little flock. He sees us just as little. It's the good shepherd. It's the great shepherd who loves us. And he just calls us to himself just like a shepherd with sheep. And friends, we are just little and we need help. We need the love of the Father. We need the help of the Father. We need the guidance of the Father, the leadership of him in our lives. And we're busy often trying to build our own kingdoms, but it just creates more and more fear and anxiety. But to come to him and receive the gift of his kingdom like a father would just say, hey, just come here, little sheep. Come here, I love you. And in the original language, little flock, it actually just means little, insignificant, tiny, little bitty flock. This is who you are. I don't mean to offend you, friends, but you're just a cute little lamb before God. You're helpless, you're cute, that's who you are. He loves you, though. And he says, quit trying to build all these things. It's just going to lead to stress. Quit trying to fix all these things in your life. Just receive the gift of the kingdom. We think sometimes, well, I gotta earn it, but it's like God's grace. His kingdom is his grace. You can never earn God's grace. I remember when I was a kid, I had a job. I delivered papers. It was my very first job. I had a paper route. And I realized that when my friends were away, they would give me their routes. And when I did their paper routes as well, I'd get more money from the collection at the end of it. And I'd go to people's houses. Like literally back in the day, you'd knock on people's door and you'd say, can I have money? And they'd actually give you cash. Like it was amazing back in the day. But this is what we did. And the more papers I delivered, the more cash I could collect. And so it's about earning and earning and earning. But this is not how the kingdom works. It's not about how you live your life or the goodness of your own good deeds and all these kinds of things. We think somehow if I can look a part or I can collect enough things for myself or I can get myself figured out in this position, then somehow the kingdom will be mine. No, it's the Father's good pleasure, little sheep, little lamb, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure just to give you the kingdom. You don't have to earn it. You could never. And the gift of the kingdom is this. Here's how it breaks down this morning, and I want to encourage us in this. The gift of the kingdom is freedom from fear. Do not fear. That's easier said than done, though, isn't it? I was talking to somebody this last week. We were having coffee, and he said, I was out for a jog the other day, and I was jogging down this park, and it was kind of, early in the morning, and I realized there was nobody around, and all of a sudden I started panicking, thinking something's going to happen. Somebody's going to jump out of the bushes. Do you ever play tricks on yourself like that? I remember when I was a kid, I learned about the rapture, that one day Jesus would come back for his church. I came home after school and nobody was there. That ever happened to you? And so I thought, well, maybe the rapture happened and I was left behind, because they showed us these movies in church when I was a kid, Christian horror movies, The Thief in the Night or whatever it was, The Distant Thunder. So I thought, well, surely if I phone my dad, he's the pastor, he'll be at the church. And so I picked up the telephone and I dialed the church's number and it just rang lonely. Ring, ring. And I'm like, this is just like the movie. The phone just keeps ringing. My dad is raptured and I've been left behind. And then finally I heard my sister coming home. I thought, well, for sure the rapture has not happened, because she would go to heaven. I knew for sure I was safe at that point. But we can trick ourselves. We can get into mindsets of fear and anxiety. But just don't fear is what Jesus says. The gift of the kingdom is freedom, is a life free from fear. How do you live a life free from anxiety and fear? You receive the gift of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. You can live in anxiety, fear, and stress, or you can enter in by faith to the kingdom and receive the gift of the kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The emotion of fear is a very real thing. A doctor's report, employment that is ceasing, kids or friends, depression, an accident, a hardship. These are very real things that can cause us to fear. And so I don't make light of anything that anyone is going through today, but I do believe the Father is calling us. He's saying, come to me, all you who labor and who are heavy burdened, and you will find rest. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. The gift of God's peace is supernatural. It's beyond our understanding. It's the peace of God that passes all understanding. It guards our heart. It's the gift of peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. It's not just an emotion. It's actually something palatable and tangible in your life where anxiety will die and fear will die inside of you. No matter what is going on, you can receive freedom from fear. This is kingdom culture. This is what is available for us today. And secondly, the gift of the kingdom promises that our needs will be met. He says, fear not, little flock. Again, that shepherd heart of God. He's just going to care. He's just going to take us where we need to go, to lead us to the pastures where we can eat, where there's abundance, where there's more for you. You don't have to be like the heathen, Jesus says in one passage of scripture. In another translation, rather, he says, don't be like the heathen just going around chasing all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need these things. But you can just know that his provision is for you. And then the gift of the kingdom, it is the Father's good pleasure. I love this. I love that phrase. I've been meditating and thinking about this phrase all week. The Father's good pleasure. In other words, God's pleasure is to give you the gift of his kingdom. He's not angry at you. He's not holding back. He's not mad at you, ready to strike you with lightning because you sinned this week or you did something that was off or whatever. He's waiting there like a father on Christmas morning, waiting for his kids to come down and open the gifts that he's given them. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Father has gladly given us kingdom authority, kingdom sovereignty. You are a child, a son, a daughter, an heir of the King. You have that same authority, that same grace upon you to be able to just live in this kingdom realm. You don't have to build your own kingdom. You can just receive the kingdom as a gift. And it says that as the Father's good pleasure, or the Father has gladly chosen, the Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. For it gives the Father great happiness, another translation says, to give you the kingdom. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In the Old Testament, when the scriptures were read before the people of God, and Ezra and Nehemiah were reading the scriptures, said they were crying because they were so convicted. They saw how far off they were and how sinful and broken they were. But then the encouragement and the word to them, Nehemiah and Ezra said to all the people who were weeping, they said, listen to these words of the law. But they said, this is a day that is holy to the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. It is the Father's good pleasure that is your strength in life. It's the Father's good pleasure. It's his joy that actually helps you walk into and receive the kingdom of God in your life as a gift. It's the Father's joy. It is the joy of who? You? No, it is the joy of the Lord. It's actually knowing that he's joyful over you, singing over you, dancing over you, that allows you and me to position ourselves to receive the gift of the kingdom. I want you to know this morning that the Lord, he's joyful over you. He's singing over you. And the kingdom of God is not stressing and striving. It's resting and receiving. And this morning, what I want us to do is I want us to receive this gift of the kingdom. I actually believe it's a gift that God wants to give us today, if we will receive. And I want to encourage you even right now to begin to position your heart in a place of receiving. That right now, even as you're in this place, that you just begin to say, God, just I repent of hypocrisy in my own life. Lord, I heed your warning. If there's been areas of my life that I've just been hypocritical, I'm going to ask the musicians to come at this time, but there's been areas of my life where I've been hypocritical. I've been one way with a certain group of people, and I've been another way with another group of people, and I've done it, Lord, because I'm broken. I've done it, God, because I'm weak. I've done it, God, because I want to fit in. I've done it, God, because I want to play a part and I want to look a certain way. And friends, the Lord is not mad at you. He's not against you. He's just saying, don't play the part. Just be who you are. Just be free. You're my little flock. And I just want to give you what I have for you. And then you say, well, Lord, maybe there's areas of my life I've just been coveting. I've been storing up my own barns, and I've actually been ignoring your kingdom. All the money I make and all the possessions I have, they're just for me and for my comfort and my security. And Lord, I just confess to you that it's all been about building my kingdom here on earth. And God, I want to seek first the kingdom. Lord, I realize that everything you've given me is yours anyway, and I want to honor you, God, with my life and with my first fruits of every area of my living, my giving, my serving, my going. Those areas of generosity in my life, it's not just about building my life, and maybe even right now you're just saying, God, would you forgive me and would you heal me? Friends, God is not mad at you. It's the Father's good pleasure just to give you the kingdom. He's not angry or upset. I think when we think God is angry and we think he's upset at us, then we're so busy just putting on the part and we're so busy just storing up stuff for ourselves, and it causes just more stress and more anxiety and more fear. But when we just rest and we relax and we just say, we're loved, I'm loved. I'm just a little sheep. We're just a little flock, First Assembly. And God's called us to a vision that, you know, we're trusting him for property in the south so we can duplicate a second anchor campus. We're going to be here in the center of the city, but we're also going to be reaching in the south in the long-term vision of our church. Well, it's the Father's good pleasure. He just give us that. You say, really? That's a little bit presumptuous. No, because I'm a child of the King, and so are you. And we've asked God, fulfill your vision in us, Lord. Fulfill the vision and the mission of First Assembly to reach our city. And you say, well, that's a sin. Is it too hard for God? Is it too hard for God? Is he busy? I don't know. I'll get to you guys eventually. No, it's his good pleasure just to give us the gifts. Just to give us what we can walk in that authority as his heir, the heirs of the kingdom. This is what I want you to get today. You don't have to keep begging, and you're not on the outside looking in. You've actually, as you've become a child of God, born again, you've surrendered your life to Christ. You've actually become royalty. You've actually become one with that authority. You don't have to pay taxes to the kingdom. You're a kid. You're not under all the other restraints of other citizens that are there. You're actually royalty. You could walk right in. And have the conversation with your Father, and you can know that you're loved, you can know that you're valued, you can know that you're cared for. And all he's asking us today, First Assembly, is would we receive the gift of the kingdom? It's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't find your way there somehow by your certain levels of obedience or living. It's actually just a gift. And this is what I feel like God is wanting to give us today, is the gift of his kingdom. What I want us to do is I want us to go back into worship, and then we're going to move into prayer. And I want to pray for people today. I believe there's people in the room today, and you came, and you've been dealing with anxiety in your life. I believe today that the gift of the kingdom is going to come, and it's going to just rest on your life. And there still may be some process or whatever that's going on with you, and there's no condemnation for where you were at, but you're going to get your foundation right today. And God's going to bring supernatural healing and breakthrough in areas of fear and anxiety in your life. And then one of the reasons why you're here today is not by mistake, but we're going to receive together. We're going to pray for you. And I believe you're going to leave this place different. The fear and anxiety is going to be broken off of your, some of your minds have been racing, and you've been up all night. You've been thinking about what you lack, and you've been thinking about all these things. Friends, it is the Father's good pleasure. Fear not, little flock. Fear not, little lamb. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you what you need. And today we want to pray for you. And you're going to leave this place changed. You're going to leave this place healed. You're going to leave this place at a new level of freedom in your life, because it's a gift. It's the gift of the kingdom. And there's others today, and there's other needs that you may have. And I believe that the kingdom is here and now. It's at hand, Jesus said. And what we're doing in this kingdom culture series, we're saying the culture of the world is all these things. It's hypocrisy. It's covetousness, it's fear, it's anxiety, it's all these things. You saw Google, you saw what people are trying to overcome. And the Lord says, I've already overcome for you. And just come and receive as a gift this morning. It's a supernatural thing. Well, friends, we're in church. It should be supernatural. If church is just natural, it's like, well, I went to church. It was good. I went and had chicken after. It was all right. Supernatural. This is why we're here. We believe that God is a supernatural God. He still heals today. He still graces us today with power. An empowered life, an empowered believer. And we believe that we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. And when we have the Holy Spirit, and we're empowered people by the Spirit, we live with boldness. Not harshness, not rudeness, but boldness with fire, with passion, with freedom, with joy. And then we can enter into this kingdom, not by striving and straining and stressing, but just by resting. The more we rest, the more we surrender, the more we just settle into who we are in Christ. I believe the level of supernatural, the level of breakthrough in your life and my life, it's just going to go through the roof. And God has so much more for you. Finances aren't a problem with God. Sick bodies are not a problem with God. But quit trying to build it or fix it yourself. The Lord's just saying, let me give you the gift, the gift, the gift of the kingdom. Just receive it. It's by His grace. And so are you ready to receive this morning? I'd invite you to stand. And I want to worship again. We did this song earlier.
Thank you so much for listening to this message. We pray that you have received truth and have been encouraged. For more information about First Assembly, how to get connected, and to listen to our latest worship albums, please visit our website at www.fa.church.